Results released from the Interior Ministry show a tight race between former minister Sidi Ould Cheikh Abdellahi and Amid Ould Dada. Both candidates held more than 20% of the vote. Following at a distance in third was the youngest contender, 41-year-old economist Zain Ould Zeidan. A candidate needs at least 50% of the vote to win office and avoid a second round. Campaign observers say the process has been free and fair, but there was one confirmed incident of violence as unidentified armed men killed a guard at a vote counting site overnight and shot at an EU vehicle. The men escaped. It is unclear whether they intended to attack the voting station or EU workers. Local analyst Racine C says there were concerns early in the campaign that the military leadership, which overthrew longtime President Maouya Oultaya in 2005, was backing Sheikh Abdellahi. But C says he is happy with how the election has been managed.
When they came to power, they had a lot of promises. But at the end, we had certain fears because of certain declarations that we heard about the head of the state. It turned out to be very good. It turned out to be democratic elections.
Campaign observer Fatimata Mbai says she is watching closely to make sure the military junta keeps their promise to stay out of the election process. She says that if a second round does not take place, it could be a sign the military is meddling.
We think that we will have the second round for this election. But if we don't have the second election, that means there is something wrong and maybe population will react.
Mbai says she is pleased with the process and optimistic about the country's future as a democracy.
Now we are testing our democracy and we hope that we will get it right way because it is really our hope. And we think that we can do something and we can get someone who can really govern this country.
Mauritania recently became an oil-producing nation. The spending of that new windfall of revenue has been a top issue in the election. The presidential poll represents the final step of a transition from military to civilian rule in the country. A successful democratic handover of power has never occurred in Mauritania. If a second round of voting takes place, it will be the first time in Mauritanian history a leader did not win outright in the first round. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.